Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. You're now rocking with the Late Night Lounge with Champ, Thrilla Gorilla, and Almighty Shoes.
One day with a girl, and the girl told me for her, the worst thing a man can do to her is cheat on her while she's pregnant or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting back and thinking, I'm like, okay, as a man, the worst thing I can think of as a man a woman could do to me is that's up there, but this right here, think about this. Yo, she supposed to come pick you up from work, but she don't come and get you because she's getting fucking slammed, doing this, whatever. Mm. As a man, I think that's equivalent to a woman saying the worst thing a man can do to her is cheat on them.
I can see that.
Pregnant. The worst thing a woman could do to me, I think, is if I'm at work and you're supposed to come and pick me up from work, but you got me sitting outside of work and everybody at work leaving.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting out here and you supposed to been here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if we calling your phone or whatever, and you ain't picking up, but then all of a sudden, 2 hours later, you pick up acting like everything's all fine and dandy. That's what I think as a man. That's probably the worst scenario.
And that's another thing.
You know what I mean?
We allow the missing time.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to just tell y'all that, ladies. We allow the missing time. We know fuck shit has arrived.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what it is? We just don't care, right? That's it. Look, all right, you know what? I ain't got time to argue tonight. I know goddamn well some shit done went wrong. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, you won tonight. Mm-hmm. We know. This is like y'all be talking about, we know when you fuck up. We know, too. It's just that sometimes we'll be like, all right, is it better to just say something or argue all fucking night?
That made me kind of laugh, the conversation we had, because I don't even know what made me think of that. Like, you know what I mean? But it was a great fucking comparison. You know what I mean? Because it was like damn near tick for tack. You know what I mean? Because as a man, it's not tough. Like, if you go fucking nigga on your time, whatever. But if I'm at work.
Do you believe this shit? Okay. Do you believe? Really? What do you think about the projection? Projecting their fallacies and their bullshit and their rat shit on you.
Okay.
Constantly. Oh, is that a bitch? What the bitch? Who's that? I think, and this is just from personal motherfucking experience. Okay. When you get that habitual accusations, they've already not only have they fucked. It's just deeper than that.
Deeper than that.
There's some connections going on here.
That's as a woman.
That's what they do.
As a woman, your connection with a man is different. As a man, I tell my bitch this all the time.
And then, I don't know. Nowadays, it could be 50-50.
It can be.
Because you motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
They could just be in it for the rap.
What you gonna say? Say what you gonna say?
No,
I think I'm gonna say what you gonna say.
Because a lot of the times, you know, say this. We've all hidden shit. We've all had forbidden pussy.
Yeah.
Or forbidden dick.
Absolutely.
For whoever listening out there.
Absolutely.
And by forbidden.
It's human. We're human. We're human.
Maybe you know what I mean.
Usher cheated on Chili. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. A$AP Rocky cheated on
Rihanna. It's always a perfect storm. Even if you're not that type of person.
Nick Cannon cheated on Mariah Carey.
There's always a situation.
The list goes on and on. You feel me?
I heard this from somebody before once.
I agree.
And this is a girl. She was talking to the other girl, and she was, and then another dude chimed in. But the girl said to the other girl, "This is back in the day. How in the hell could Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce?"
Because he's a nigga.
No, listen, right. Then the other dude was like, "Okay, for every person that you think is the baddest or whatever in the world, is somebody in the world that's tired of that motherfucker."
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is.
We don't know if Beyonce is the most nagginest bitch in the world. We don't know that.
I don't know it.
You just know her look, and you would, whatever, you would lick, kiss, whatever parts of her,
that's
whatever.
All you know.
That's all you know. You don't know this woman's personality. You don't know nothing about this person, this woman.
You don't know if this bitch can boil water.
Nothing.
Can
she comb her hair? Can she do anything? We know she's musically talented. That's for damn sure. No doubt about that.
But Jay-Z is a fucking billionaire, and goddamn it.
Because if I see bitches throwing themselves at Big Daddy and he got $40-$50, or he got the light bill or a cable bill and he can come through a wreck shop.
I'm just having this conversation with somebody.
I don't think I'm supposed to have that type.
I ain't gonna say the name.
I don't think I'm forced to.
But to piggyback on what you said, in his whole career, you've never heard of one blemish of his personal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure, let's get that nigga moving back.
You feel me? You've never heard now.
Navy SEAL.
Not one.
Either it's motherfucking understanding of 1,000% understanding, or this motherfucker actually not doing that.
It's either one or the other.
Yeah.
It's either one or the fucking other.
And we ain't gonna say his name. We're not gonna do nothing.
It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
How this motherfucker.
He's not a scandal, he's moving like the president around this bitch.
He got the perfect team around him. Ain't nobody said nothing.
This motherfucker got a photo in a do-rag.
Ain't nothing.
At 7-Eleven at 3 in the morning.
Nothing.
Nothing.
This nigga ain't what you get no motherfucker. This is a night.
Nothing.
Only thing this nigga do is drink tequila.
A bunch of
Geeky.
Damn, y'all, my father doing
nothing. That's
all he do.
None. All of his accusations.
You know what I mean?
None.
That's just amazing to me. You know what I mean?
And that's how you want to move.
That's how you want to move. Like the president.
He got that motherfucker.
Like the president.
Damn.
Like the president.
And that's how you want to move,
yeah,
baby.
Whatever's going on, it's like, I just know how shit is. I'm just waiting on the day. I hope it never comes, but I just know.
I ain't gonna say it because I ain't give
be,
up.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, you already know when.
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all over, bro. It'll break the news how 9/11 was on the channel.
It's gonna be, I'm telling you.
It's not gonna be shit because they're not done making money.
Yeah. Not done making money. So when they get ready to fuck you, because they are gonna fuck you.
At some point, you don't get to have all the puss.
Oh no.
You gotta turn around sometime.